Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to briefly consider this concept that's looked at here in verse 23. In verse 23, it says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify." You know, there's one of my favorite TV shows as a kid was The Magic School Bus. And it was a fun show about all sorts of different science things that the kids in the class would go and do. And they've done a new thing on Netflix, I think. You don't like it? You haven't watched it? No. Well, it's all right. It's all right. But they also have that old cartoon on Netflix, too. But anyway, one of the key phrases of the teacher, Miss Frizzle, was take chances, make mistakes, get messy. And it's a cute phrase, you know? And it's what science is all about, right? You always take chances. You always make mistakes. And I think I mentioned this in a sermon not too long ago that Thomas Edison said that, you failed so many times at making the light bulb. Someone was asking him about that. You failed so many times at making the light bulb. How does that feel? I was like, I don't feel like I failed. I just found out 9,999 ways that didn't work. And so in science, that's not a failure. That is by some measures a failure. But by looking at it in that particular way, we can see, well, that didn't work. We can move on to something else. And that's the reason why I bring all this up right now is because sometimes technology can give us fits. And the reason why we do these kinds of technology, this kind of thing, is to hopefully improve things. And there will always be bugs to work out and kinks to work out, especially the first time you do it. And in our faith, when we come together, are we free to take chances, to make mistakes, and to get messy? Yes and no. Yes and no. In some things, yes. And these are areas that we call matters of freedom, matters of judgment. We have the opportunity to try things out and to see what works and what doesn't. By matters of faith or matters of obligation, we don't have the freedom to take chances in those things or to get messy or to make mistakes. We might still make mistakes from time to time in those things, but you know, we should look at ourselves and say, oh, I made a mistake, and really do better next time. When it comes to matters of judgment, such as what we're doing with the live stream and the online things, it is a matter of judgment. And the question we've got to always ask ourselves in this verse, from this verse, from 1 Corinthians 10:23, is it helpful? Will it edify? Is it helpful? Will it edify? You know, all things, at least all things that are matters of judgment, are lawful for us. We are free to do all sorts of things in order to get the word out, in order to spread the gospel with people or to people. And that's one of the reasons why we do this, to spread the gospel to those who are in need of hearing it. So I think that once the bugs are worked out, that it will be helpful, that it will edify. And you know, that's one of the things, you know, we look at the New Testament, we say, well, they didn't have computers back then. We shouldn't be using computers at all. Well, if Paul had a computer, I'm sure he would have used it. If Paul had the internet, I'm sure he would have used it, or at least had instructed people to learn how to use it and use it to share the gospel, because that was his whole thing, to share the gospel with people. And that should be our whole thing too. Whatever means that we can to do that, we are free to do that. And I'm grateful for these kinds of things. And I'm grateful for an hopefully understanding congregation, understanding people, to know that sometimes we will take chances. Sometimes we will make mistakes. And sometimes, unfortunately, we'll get messy. Hopefully, we can learn from those mistakes and do better next time. And I pray that the next time we do this, it'll be better. all right, this evening, we have a chance always to do what's right, to obey the gospel and to become a Christian. And if you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that today. We have every opportunity that we have to gather here. We want to make sure that the message of the gospel is heard. While we do have areas of freedom when it comes to matters of judgment, there are matters of obligation that we have that we do not have that area where we have freedom to make up what we want. And those areas, that the main area, one of the main areas, is what we need to do to be saved. The Bible very much tells us what we need to do to be saved. And as we see, as we'll see on the Rutherford Weekly coming out tomorrow, it's very plainly stated there about what we must do to be saved. And we find that the Bible tells us that we've got to believe in Jesus. We've got to believe in him. It's very plain in the scriptures that faith is one of the most important things for us to do and for us to maintain in order to be saved, in order to be a Christian. We've got to repent of our sins, turn away from the wicked things that we've done, and follow after him. We've got to confess his name, tell others about Christ, and then we have to be baptized for the remission of our sins. We find that in Acts chapter 2 and 38, in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, Paul's sins were washed away when he was baptized. So for those of you who are in need of doing that this evening, I encourage you to please do so. If you are watching with us online and you haven't done that, man, now's the time. We'll make sure if you're a local, we'll do what we can to get you in our baptistry here. If you are not local, we'll do what we can to find someone who can help you. If you are in need of repenting, of turning back to God, if you have done that, if you've already been baptized and you want to turn back to him, I encourage you to do that as well. Please, if you have a need, come forward as we stand and as we sing.